Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, friends. It is a hump day Wednesday in the middle of the work week here. Glad you can be with us. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. That's why we're Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. A lot of stuff to get to. NFL, college football, a lot of fun. Your participation as well at 239-337-ESPN is welcome at any time. That's 239-337-3776. You can follow me at Twitter, at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Pete, Chris, glad everybody made it to work today following the company Christmas holiday party last night. Everybody is accounted and present here, at least regarding this radio show.
Absolutely. Great time last night. Great time and great pride. That was like being on a Big Price is Right episode. I cannot believe. Surprisingly, did not expect what happened last night.
Chris, yeah, why the prizes?
They're great prizes,
TVs,
weren't they?
Yeah.
Phenomenal prizes.
That's like a new thing. This is only my second Christmas party
sunglasses?
Here.
Yeah,
sunglasses? I won a $150 gift card to Ace Hardware. There are tons of TVs. Everybody seemed to win something.
I got a Bluetooth wireless speaker thing. It's awesome. Like that. Chris, what'd you get?
Speaker.
Speaker, yeah.
Gave it away.
Yeah. All right, let's recap.
Yeah. Got like three of them.
There were a couple of employees in the building that did not report to work.
Really?
That's amateur hour?
Really, a shame.
Seriously.
Really a shame. And they were both ladies. A couple of them are very surprised at.
Yeah. I mean,
they're not rookies at
this.
We won't
mention it. I'm just saying. Yeah, I was a little surprised. I believe all of our morning shows were accounted for.
Absolutely.
Present and chipper and
saw
bright
Babs
eyed
today.
On the morning.
Yeah, everybody was around. Matt Mangus, the commish down the hall. Saw Babs earlier. Everybody was here.
Yeah. I got to admit, between the three of us, Chris, I was a little worried about Chris.
Yeah.
I saw Chris walking in today with some greasy burger food. Knowing Chris well enough, that's his recipe for day after food. He was walking out. I said, man, he must not feel well.
I was with Chris a good hour and a half after you left.
Yeah, wow. How late did you all stay?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Because you gave a time and then Pete said, no, that's not true.
I think I left around 10:15. I think you left around 11.
Okay.
Wow.
I can believe that.
Chris, you look like you were in a good mood.
I didn't feel
fast
good
and early.
I didn't feel great this morning. I'm going to be real with everybody.
Yeah. Well,
how could you?
Right.
There was no way you could have. We all saw it coming. I'm just glad you're here.
Well, when you mix whiskey.
Uh-huh. Check.
Fireball, which check. Is whiskey.
That was my fault. I gave you that shot. Uh-huh. And that was early on in the night.
It was the tequila.
Oh, it's always the tequila.
It was always the tequila, man. And it.
Tequila was late.
Wow. It got me. And I was actually sitting in the shower this morning trying to feel a little better about myself, and I'm thinking, why do I feel so crappy right now?
Yeah,
don't drink the shower water.
Well, I was thinking, like, good thing I didn't take that shot of tequila. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I did do that shot of tequila.
Those were big ones, too.
Yeah, they were a two-gulper.
Oh, yeah.
Two-gulper. All right.
But then
I'm amused by your ride home.
Yeah,
can we say that on the air?
We can't let this go. This is a true story told by a real live person. What you're about to hear is true. And somewhere, if TMZ can get the video, we can get the video.
So,
you were responsible, by the way. You did not drive.
My wife left me. She
figuratively or literally.
No, she's in Hawaii right
she
now.
She left me at the bar. She was ready to go home.
Oh, yeah.
She was there when I got home.
You said on the air yesterday that she was your designated driver.
She was.
But she left you.
She wanted to leave. I wasn't going.
Wow.
Isn't that rule number one of
wingman / designated driver? One does not leave one behind?
You would think so.
Huh.
Poor performance on her part, if you ask me. But anyway, so I'm going to take everybody back to the middle of summer.
I take Sam's side.
Right?
All right.
I have a gate to my community.
Yes.
Like most of us.
Yeah. Lightning hit it. Uh-huh. It broke.
It happens.
It's been broken since the middle of summer.
Okay.
Why does it take so long to fix these things?
I don't know the answer to that
question. Our place is like that, too, sometimes. You sit there and go, what does it take to call somebody to fix a gate?
So yesterday, anyway, between the time I left to come to work and got home last night, around 11, I guess, they fixed the gate.
But they did.
The gate was closed.
Okay.
I got an old code. I'm telling the Uber driver, this is the code.
Now, remember, you have your blinkety-blink shirt on that you tweeted out yesterday.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's another story. We'll get to that.
And
apparently,
wasn't
the only one there. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, man, well, what am I going to do? I'm calling my wife. She's not picking up the phone. I'm like, all right.
She's
so
like, heck with you.
I thanked the lovely Uber driver for the ride home.
Yes.
Said, I'm going to figure out a way through this.
Okay. So it's a female driver?
Yeah. Oh. About 10-foot tall gates.
Yeah.
Started to climb up it and thought, this isn't going to end.
Spider-Man.
This isn't going to end very well. So I reassessed. I stepped back.
Uh-huh.
There's maybe a gap that's 10 inches.
Okay.
A foot.
Yeah.
Not a foot. 10 inches.
Okay.
And you've lost a few pounds.
Between the road and the gate.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're down a few pounds, thank God, right?
I got to slide under this thing.
And hope that no other cars are coming in the meantime.
Right, I mean,
because that gate starts opening, I'm like, it's rubbing across your belly.
And I got stuck. I mean, like, I had a moment there where it was like, oh, blank, this could end poorly.
I did not know
so
that.
So you could have, so a car was coming, maybe didn't see you, probably would have saw you, but if they accidentally pulled up and the little, you know, you got that ultraviolet, that red ray.
Yeah.
And you could have been skewered.
Yeah.
Skewed.
Oh, my
God. By the gate.
What were my other options at this point?
Sleeping outside?
Exactly.
Wait for a car to come,
I'm resorting to being a hobo at this point. Or I can try to wedge my fat stomach through this small hole.
I would have waited for a car to come by.
Anyway, I got through it. All is well.
Now, how long's the walk from the gate to your house?
Oh, not.
You're close by the
gate?
Yeah. That's good.
Maybe a
quarter mile?
Less.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty close. But anyway.
Oh, I could have seen you. It's not like it's straight ahead, if I remember when I went to your house. You could have gone the wrong way in your condition.
No. I got a great sense of direction. I mean, second to none, if we're going to be honest.
Okay.
All right.
I broke my sweater.
You broke it?
Well.
Scraping under the gate?
The
did you break some light bulbs?
I tried to turn it on today, and the lights didn't turn on.
Because the battery's dead, or because they got damaged when you were scurrying under the gate?
I don't know.
Did you scurry face up or face down?
Face down.
You scraped those light bulbs right off your shirt.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
And by the way, for the record, you were not the only person wearing that shirt at the party last night.
Which is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's like going to the same party with the same dress as another lady.
I got there a few minutes before you. Ryan comes out to me and says, such and such has the same shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
And I just
Ryan was greeting everybody at the door. You're not going to believe this. This has got the same shirt as Chris. You can wait till you get in here.
Yeah, he was having a ball with that one.
Yeah, it was good.
Rightly so.
So I noticed he and his wife had the drink tokens and had an entire wheel. We call it the green ticket wheel. That was, wish we had one more of those.
I didn't pay for any drinks.
So,
until we went upstairs.
All right, so now let's fast forward just a little bit. You're a little disheveled. You walk in the house. At some point, was she asleep or awake when you got home?
I think she was asleep.
Did you talk to your wife at all?
No.
The couch was
I was like, dude, why aren't you answering the phone? I've been hanging outside again. I mean, none of that took place.
You know, I got to be honest. I remember the details of sliding under the gate because it was...
It hurt.
It was a big moment.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot about getting home.
Did you pass out in the chair, your favorite chair? Or did you go to bed?
No, I think I went to bed.
Yeah?
Took a shower.
Now, were the kids home because you had babysitters, I'm assuming, last night?
Yeah, so the two-month was home, obviously, but the two-and-a-half-year-old, he was at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Okay, very good. Wow. Well, I want to hear what this dinner time conversation is going to be like tonight when we recap everything.
Oh, I think it'll be good.
It's going to cost you a lot.
I don't think so.
No.
I was really responsible.
What is your wife's reaction going to be when you tell her, I couldn't get a hold of you. I had to crawl, first try to climb the gate, and then crawled under the gate. What's her reaction going to be to that?
Very resourceful.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
She'll probably laugh.
Yeah.
You would have come home with me. It wouldn't have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. And then we'll start on the I told you so's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Those are coming?
Yeah.
So you're not looking forward to going home?
Give it to him, Sam.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Wow.
Got your back.
Wow. Well, I had my two. I did not go Coors Light. I did have my two Amarada sauce. For some reason, I was in a mood for that last night. Yeah. You made fun of me for getting a ladies' drink.
It wasn't a ladies' drink. That's a fine. Fine cocktail. You were very responsive. Everybody had a good time. It was really a lot of fun. Zito across the hall.
Zito gave a great roast.
Great roast from
that was funny.
Very, very good.
And he's still employed here the next day after giving it.
Mangus's onesie is one that I will. It's great for one day to look at.
Mangus wore Christmas pajamas.
I was worried. It was a onesie.
A onesie with footies.
I was worried about him when he went back to his car if he was going to get mugged or assaulted.
Yeah.
Because of the way he looked, but he didn't. Oh, God, too funny.
That was a great time last night. Very good.
Yeah.
So as we ended the show yesterday.
We were at Society. It was a great time. The food was fantastic.
It was good.
I forgot that. I had a line early on in the evening. I'm actively avoiding food.
Oh, yeah. I noticed your strategy while drinking.
Yeah.
More absorption of alcohol, more, more buzz.
Right.
That's an interesting take.
There was a plan.
I was pretty hungry when I got there.
I don't just go on these things and have great nights and flying by the seat of my pants.
Last in line. I got the last little pieces of salmon. It was delicious, by the way.
Well, in theory, Chris, you could drink less and still get the same effect.
Right. It's cost effective.
But you did not appear to drink less. That's what I'm saying.
Could have. Never. There's no way to know. This isn't the Avengers where you've got multiple universes and...
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah. Right. Man, wouldn't that be cool?
You don't know if we're just one...
Man, wouldn't that be awesome?
Snowball right now, you know? Like, who knows? Those specks of dust in the Milky Way.
Go Roy Williams on you guys. It's befuddling.
It was befuddling.
Thanos is watching us as we speak.
Mean guy. Which we never talked about, Monday Night Football, the Captain Marvel trailer.
Phenomenal.
She's a badass.
Oh, I think tonight the Avengers 4 trailer gets released.
You're kidding.
No, I thought I saw they're going to put it out tonight.
I just got goosebumps.
Really?
Yep. The Captain Marvel movie ties in.
Wow.
It's supposed to be, it looks unbelievable. It really does.
Now, is the...
She looks indestructible.
Is the Aquaman, is that Marvel, too?
DC. That looks really good, too.
I thought that looked decent.
But it does look very good. December 21st.
All right.
Got Lion King as well. Well, that's next summer.
How did we not talk about that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday's show was pretty loaded with Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was his fault.
That's right. Not a lot going on in sports today.
We're wide open today. This could be the silliest show of the year.
I love these shows.
So as we mentioned going off the air yesterday, if you had any Christmas parties at work that had gone awry over the past, had any good stories, we shared a couple.
Or if you lost your spouse over it, because I've seen it happen in other states.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from
you. Holiday parties where that's it.
Holiday parties are a tricky deal, as Chris pointed out yesterday. It's a finesse you have to do. You don't want to get wasted and stupid because you're in front of, workers, bosses.
Check.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
No, he was.
Got to be very careful.
Everybody had a good time. It was a fun time.
So if you have any stories, 239-337 ESPN.
It was a great time. Everybody had fun. And it was amazing how many prizes we got. It's unbelievable. I did not know. I did not expect that.
I didn't see that coming. I wondered why all those TVs were in Adam's office for a month. We gave them all away. To us.
And we all had yeah. Yep.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Sports. That's what we do here. Packers fired their associate head coach, Winston Moss.
Miami University guy.
Joe Philbin, this is his first act as the interim head coach. He fires Moss, who had was it Twitter that he wrote a thing criticizing?
He said, Winston Moss said, ponder this, ... What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a hashtag Lombardi standard exclamation point, period exclamation point, hashtag losing sucks exclamation point, fired not too long after that. He put that out at 11:59 this morning.
What an idiot.
Or on December 4th.
This guy's been there since 2006. Yesterday. I think he's been through like three coaches now.
Nine hours later, Joe Philbin let him know that his services are no longer needed.
See, no matter what your profession is.
And then he took to Twitter again.
Social media can
lose your job. He said, the Packers have informed me that they're letting me go. Hashtag thanks Twitter. Now, I don't know.
It's not Twitter's fault.
Your fault. Why do you go on Twitter? Why do people do this stuff? We do it. We go on Twitter. We promote the show. I promote the show on Twitter.
Yeah.
Once in a while, a funny little thing.
Yep.
And we don't get personal. We sit there and we go on Twitter because of the people that we follow and for breaking news, basically.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You got to be smarter than that.
When you go, I mean, if this is 10 years, 15 years ago, he still has his job. Or maybe not. I mean, maybe Phil was going to fire him anyway.
Well, he seemed indignant, like, yeah, this is what we need to do. And holding number 12 accountable. I mean, that's got to make for a rough locker room. For a locker room that supposedly was a little bit divided between McCarthy pro and anti-McCarthy guys, and whether Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys to begin with, you go throwing something like, you got to be fired for something like that. So, anyway, bad luck.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, whoever, and it was interesting last night. Who was on with Will Cain last night from 6 to 6? I forget, but ESPN reporter, covers the Packers.
Yeah.
And he threw it out. He seemed fairly confident that Jim Harbaugh at Michigan is going to get some serious consideration by the Packers.
Wow.
Serious consideration.
Well, we presume that would be a type of guy with experience and who's played the position that Aaron Rodgers would respect, right? I mean, does Aaron Rodgers respect
you would
Joe
think,
Philbin?
Or they want a no-nonsense guy sort of coming in and riding the ship, so to speak. But I'll tell you, you better be – you're going to have a serious conversation. What I was saying to Adam Schefter yesterday, you're going to have a serious conversation with one Aaron Rodgers and find out where his head –
you want a no-nonsense guy.
Where his head's at, you know?
I know. If you're going to say you want a no-nonsense guy, Pete, I mean, all this points to me saying that Aaron Rodgers is a problem. Like, Aaron Rodgers thinks he's running the show.
I think he's part of the problem.
And
he's got to figure, I mean, there is no question. The stats I brought up yesterday to Adam are true. He is second or third in the league in throwaways.
Yeah.
47.
Well, it's been very
which
obvious
is just
to us.
And some of them happen when you watch it. If you go back and look at some of the games, they happen like, I don't feel like running this play. Like Adam said, chucking it. His percentage is down, and his time getting rid of the ball is up. Yeah, so instead of like under 2.8 seconds,
right,
it's up over, it's 3 or whatever it is. But all signs point to being disinterested with how the Packers were running their offense, at least this season.
Well, that aside, Bruce Arians reiterated again yesterday mm-hmm. that he's only interested in the Cleveland job and wants no part of the Packers job. And I assume the reason he keeps getting brought up for the Packers job is because he's a no-nonsense guy and somebody that people could respect. But Is Bruce Arians thinking that Aaron Rodgers is already who Aaron Rodgers is going to be? He cannot be corralled, and he would rather form a young skull of mush like Baker Mayfield?
I'm wondering what Mark Murphy, the CEO of the Packers, I mean, they're going to have to come. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be consulted about the next head coach?
Well, he hasn't been consulted about anything up to date.
Well,
he was miffed about it, and I don't think he should be. Players play, coaches mm-hmm. coach, managers manage, and owners own.
But then you have the pro show previous to us, not Stephen A., Lebertard, and Stu, who are all acting. When you have a guy who's arguably one of the greatest, or they call him the greatest of all time, he's not. One of the greatest, yes. But,
he's
you
not.
Know, should he have some sort of input? I think you can have some sort of input without being an idiot about or, you know, a D-bag about it, to be honest with you. It appears he's had that relationship with Mike McCarthy. They sat down. They were 3 or 4 times a week. We talked about it yesterday. So I don't know where all this disconnect came from because they seem to
talk 4 times a week.
But if you're going to have a successful team, your coach and your head coach, offensive coordinator, and quarterback have to be on the same page. I don't think it's ridiculous to say, Aaron Rodgers, let me hear your input on who you want to have coach you.
I would reverse it. I would, out of respect, say, Aaron, here's what we're thinking, just to let you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really seek his input.
It's going to be.
That's not his job.
It seems more is the play calling than anything else. I thought what Jeff Saturday said over the weekend was the most telling. He said his last year was with the Packers and the great center for the Colts for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Good analyst, but he says last year with the Packers that every time his words, not mine. Every time a play was called by McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers most of the time would sit there and roll his eyes.
Really?
Yeah, that's coming from him. He's the guy hiking the ball to him.
Wow.
In the huddle. That I thought that's the most. I mean, okay, if I'm going to believe somebody, I'm going to believe him.
Was it okay when Peyton Manning changed the play every time?
I don't know.
Because he did.
Well, he probably changed. I don't know if he changed it all that much, but what he was obviously great at is, releasing the ball quickly. Aaron Rodgers was like that, but for him to throw the ball away 47 times this year and look disinterested and quit on that team on Sunday, which is what he did.
Do you have throwaway stats up in front of you?
No, but I know.
Because I'd like to see where that would rank in the NFL.
I think he's third or second or third worst. Because Florio went over it the other day on Monday. Went over it, and I think he's second or third worst in the NFL.
It's every time we come in here on a Monday and talk about a Packers game, it's like the number one thing I observe when I watch Packers. He clearly is throwing the ball away.
Yeah,
more.
And it's a shot at the. I don't like this play. I'm not even going to bother trying to improvise.
I mean, at first, I just thought it was smart. There's no play there. He's got young receivers screwing up. But he's just throwing away and keeping the interceptions down. But there might be more to it.
Is a new coach going to come in? Hey, let's run some more RPOs with you. You got great speed or decent speed for a quarterback, obviously. We can do some different things. I mean, does he want to do that? You know, you can bitch and moan and complain about the personnel on the team all you want, but great quarterbacks make other players around them better. Now, I know at times it's not their fault, but receivers run the wrong way, somebody doesn't block properly. All that stuff. But he is talented enough, I think, where the players on that team, they should have a better record, and she should have better numbers this year than what he does. Hmm. And I know it's probably a combination of stubbornness on his part. McCarthy, because other people have said, the guy is coaching like somebody would in the early 90s. Yeah.
So you said he has 47?
I think 47 throwaways, yeah.
So the most throwaways a quarterback's recorded since Pro Football Focus started charting it back in 2006. Phillip Rivers threw 46 in a season.
In a year. And Aaron's already hit that mark.
This is what Florio brought up the other day. I think he broke – because they haven't been charting that stat all that long, as you said. But I know Flurry the city was first, second, or third. He was in the top. It was way, way too many. Whatever it was, it's obscene for a quarterback of his stature to be doing that. And obviously, he just that's basically giving the bird to your coach when you do that. seriously, I mean that's what it is. Just a symbol.
All right, a lot of interesting NFL pieces to get to. Dirk Koetter actually leading the league in something that may surprise you. We'll share that. More Colin Kaepernick buzz. People are getting upset that he's not been called by the Redskins. And later on, Bob Stoops has some advice for the newly retired Urban Meyer. So stay with us. Pete, we're going to do something you wanted to do yesterday.
Yeah,
we have time for because of Urban Meyer. We're going to
watchability ranking the bowl games watchability meter.
All right,
I think it's
from worst to first, right?
Worst to first, and it doesn't matter the date or the bowl game. It's just what is going to be the most watchable for. On the whole, for you, the fans.
All right. That's all coming up in our first 2 hours. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepard, Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Is this Beastie Boys?
Bingo.
See, I can call it. I can call it. I feel it. Feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I know you got some Urban Meyer stuff you want to get to. Just in case you didn't know, the Washington Redskins behind Mark Sanchez have signed on Josh Johnson as their backup quarterback over Landry Jones. Of course, the Colin Kaepernick discussions continue. There are stories that even the Washington Redskins players may start revolting because this seems to them to be ridiculous.
You just gave up the season.
It is ridiculous.
You gave up the season. Dumb enough that they only gave the ball to AP five times after his 90-yard touchdown run on Monday night.
Can I run down for you
yes.
Josh Johnson's career history? He, of course, was a fifth-round pick for the Buccaneers.
Right.
And was on their squad from 2008 to 2011. Then he went to the 49ers in 2012, practice squad. Sacramento Mountain Lions, 2012.
Oh, they're
what league is that?
I don't know. Never heard of it. Cleveland Browns, 2012. Cincinnati Bengals, 2013. 2014, 49ers. Back to the Bengals in 2015 as a practice squatter. Also, practice squatter with the Jets. Ended up with the Colts in 2015. Also the Bills in 2015. Baltimore Ravens practice squad 2016. New York Giants 2016. Houston Texans 2017. Oakland Raiders 2018 practice squad. San Diego Fleet practice squad for them, too. I don't even know what that is. 2018. And now with the Washington Redskins. This instead of Colin Kaepernick. That's your decision.
It's ridiculous. Oh.
Breaking news!
Boom. Adam Schefter is reporting that the Denver Broncos fear that wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders tore his Achilles in practice today.
Ooh. Wow.
That is breaking news.
Not good. Not good at all. They're playing much better lately. Hmm. They're still in the thick of things for a wild card spot.
That's too bad.
Amazing.
All right.
And you think about that real quick before we get to Urban. Think about a couple big games this week involving Los Angeles teams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams are at the Bears on Sunday night, which I think is going to be
great.
They're leaning towards Trubisky coming.
Yeah,
Trubisky
looks like
will be back.
Yeah. It looks like that right now.
Hey,
they haven't made it official.
Chase Daniel exceeded my expectations. He held the fort together.
He went 1-1.
Yeah. I was expecting worse. And that one was against Detroit.
Of course.
Struggled a little bit, but in the end. And then,
well, the Chargers got the bungles.
Yes.
I mean.
But this is setting up something coming up. What could happen, because then the Chargers are at Kansas City, I believe, the following week. And what is going to be really interesting, dare I say possible, it's not impossible, that you could have two Los Angeles teams possibly in the Super Bowl. And how about this, to throw even more chaos into it?
Yeah.
That the Kansas City Chiefs would not win the division and have to play three straight games on the road in order to get to the Super Bowl.
Man.
That is a possibility.
Yeah. Well, here's what I wanted last year, and it didn't happen. And you tell me if this is possible this year. Probably not. I want the Chargers to host an AFC Championship game in that little soccer stadium.
Well, does it look like it? Well, but if they win the division, there's your home game.
Yeah. Home playoff game.
And by the way, did you know that the StubHub Center has changed its name? Kind of.
Really?
It's Rocket Field at StubHub Center.
Like Rocket Mortgage or what?
It's R-O. This is capital R, capital O, capital K, lowercase I, capital T.
Oh, was that some little internet deal?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Rocket. Ah, that's where I want the AFC Championship game.
But think about that day if the AFC and the NFC Championship games are held in Los Angeles, because the stadiums are, what, 6 miles apart?
I thought they were a little further apart.
Maybe further than that, 20. But it's close enough where, how unbelievable would that be?
You better get to the game early.
Doesn't matter what time anyone's playing. It's going to be a 3:30 and a 6 o'clock game.
That would be awesome.
Game. Yeah.
Spectacular.
But that is not an impossible thing to happen here.
Hmm.
But long way to go, but just something to think about in the future.
Rocket is a Los Angeles sportswear brand which pays homage to champions born of pavement and blacktop through basketball and skateboarding.
That screams football. Oh, that's right. It's not a football stadium.
It's not a football stadium, right.
Gotcha.
Oh. Ugly stuff. Oh.
David 239, can we all admit that we're all as curious to see if Colin Kaepernick will fail as we are to see him find successes?
Yes.
It's the only reason I want him to find a team. I just want to know. I don't think he will fail. Who's what? As opposed to what? What Washington's going to put out there? Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez, all these other bubbleheads they brought in for tryouts?
I'd like to see it, yes. I am curious to see if he still has his... I mean, he hasn't played in 2 years.
If he's going to fail, it can't be much worse than what's about to happen to the Washington Redskins, who just, in my opinion, just flushed their season down the toilet with this, unless I'm very, very wrong.
Tanking for Tua.
You tell me how you give the ball to Adrian Peterson only 5 times after he breaks one for 90 yards. Five times.
That seems like a tanking move.
Stupid. What is Jay Gruden thinking?
Gruden's don't think. Didn't you hear John Gruden's press conference?
No, they don't have sense.
They don't have sense.
That's
speaking of failure, I wanted to throw one more fun fact at you guys that I came across today. Dirk Koetter was accused for not going for it on fourth down in their first game against the Saints, which they won. He said, I didn't do it because that's a recipe for getting a coach fired. Well, guess who has the highest rate of going for it on fourth down out of all the coaches in the NFL, particularly
Dirk
from 2008 to 2012?
Dirk Koetter?
Or 2018, I mean. Yeah, Dirk Cutter.
You know why?
Why?
On fourth down?
Why?
Why? What do you
think? Oh, because their kickers have sucked out
now. No, well, that.
And they're always losing.
They're always losing. Oh, yeah, they always have to be. I think you have to factor that in.
What so that's no bravado on his
part.
What
were the scores of the game? Okay. Where was the team in the
field
position?
Got a gunslinger like Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, you want the ball in his hands as many plays as possible.
I still predict will see him again before the season is over.
I don't think so.
I think you might. Got a feeling.
It's going to be interesting.
Although it would be crazy to have a Buccaneers starting quarterback actually play an entire month.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
No.
That's pretty good.
So last night, Urban Meyer sat down with Yahoo Sports last night and talked about his future again. It was sat down with Yahoo Sports in his office for a final deep dive into his psyche as the Buckeyes coach. Meyer reflected on why his legacy means so much to him, addressed the public assumption he'd soon return to the sideline, and explained why he'd never be able to coach in the NFL. Quote, "I never thought of it as scared, more anxious," he said, "of the future. I'm still relatively young. I'm a very passionate, hardworking person who's going to have to fill a void." And the story goes on to say, "The void looms as one of the most captivating spaces in sports. Could it be golf that fills it?
No.
His second grandchild, more charity work, a gig on TV.
Troy.
Meyer isn't quite sure yet, although he's spoken with OSU AD, and this is what we talked about yesterday, capacities. He's spoken with Gene Smith about a role mentoring coaches and athletes at Ohio State. What in the hell does that mean?
That's not going
to fulfill
him.
That means getting in the way of what Coach Day, Ryan Day, has to do. That's intriguing to Meyer, whose career has evolved to a job less about schematics and more about motivating players as the years have passed. Quote, he says, "There's a little anxiety involved in what's next. I've thought about that. I'm not a wake-up-late kind of guy. I hope I find a passion." And then he goes on a few other things and talks about, Meyer went on to joke he wished he could be more like coaches who can separate winning and losing from their daily lives. He said, "That's why I admire coaches who can just move on. Mike Leach is my hero. First of all, I love him. We're great friends."
Is he calling him a loser?
No, he said, "We're great friends, but he's my absolute hero. Unlike him," he goes, "I am paranoid about everything." And that's why I don't think Urban Meyer, I think he'd have a tough time in the NFL. In certain markets, I think that they would blast him. And I'm not sure he'd know how to handle it, because it's not going to be the fluffy fluff Columbus Post-Dispatch people and their little minions over there that are going to ask, the tough questions would come. And I'm not sure, and he's not the only one. There's a lot of good, great college coaches, really good college coaches that I don't think could handle the NFL. And it has nothing to do with his knowledge of football. Or it goes, there's a lot more into it. You get to the NFL, you got to manage egos, you got to be a part-time babysitter somewhat. It's all of that coming into play. And he's not the man. He won't be
the
man.
Well, there's also something, and
he's a micromanager CEO type. I think he could give it a shot.
You can talk about this with, like, Nick Saban. You get one first-round draft pick every year.
Yeah.
How many first-round draft picks does Nick Saban have on his team? Four or five at any given?
Every signing day.
Yeah. There's something for coaching Ohio State. Yes, he's a great recruiter, and that's part of the college get. You don't have that in the NFL. You can recruit, during free agency, kind of,
yeah.
But ultimately,
that historically does not pan out.
Exactly. So he's a great college coach, but I don't think that it always translates to the NFL. Just because, like Nick Saban, he is more talented. His teams will not lose in eight of the games that they play every year just on talent alone.
Yeah.
Forget coaching.
Right.
Same with Urban Meyer at Ohio State. We saw it. They played some terrible games this year. That team physically could not lose to Nebraska.
Right.
They're just more talented.
No, but like you said, in this part of this story, which is interesting, and he kind of brought this up yesterday a little bit, after this is to Yahoo last night, after Ohio State's 52-51 OT win at Maryland, which looked and felt more like a loss most of the day, Meyer went to hug his wife, Shelley. He recalled her shaking.
More hugs.
And she had tears streaming down her face. Quote, "She knew if we don't win that game, our lives and my life is going to be so different. When I come home, that loss would last for 7 months if we had lost."
Really?
And he goes on to say about, yeah.
Even though you got the Michigan game coming up next, really? And you put a 60 spot on them?
Yeah,
really?
Okay, that would have erased some of it, but then they would not even been in the CFP playoff discussion with two losses.
Wow. So that's going to ruin it. It's going to ruin his life for 7 months.
Yeah. But
we've talked to former athletes. I mean, it's
You remember the losses.
You remember the losses.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wins.
Poker players remember every bad beat possible. You never remember the suckouts that you get or the good play that you have. You remember the worst beats. That's a fact. I think it's...
That's true.
That's just human nature, I think, in anything. Most guys, you know, if you're playing baseball, whatever, you remember, oh, God, I struck out with the bases loaded. Or more so than I hit the game-winning grand slam. I think it's just, I don't know why. It shouldn't be that way. You should remember the positive. But
baseball might be the exception to that, actually, because you fail
more
so
than
often
you succeed. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Bob
the
Stoops.
The missed free throw at the end of the game, not the, right.
Mm-hmm. Bob Stoops has some retirement advice for Urban Meyer. He says it's not easy. He says, I tell him, have some patience. I'm still not adjusted, but there's still time. You know, you take that advice and how it's going for Bob Stoops, and you tell me the things that you just rattled off that Urban said yesterday. He's not going to be – Shelly's going to want him out of the house. He's going to be bored. He's going to be sticking his nose and stuff.
Shelly's still teaching.
Gene Smith answered a question about Meyer filling that void with a question. This is, again, Yahoo interview yesterday, last night. Will it be enough, Smith said, in reference to a mentoring job he has in mind for Meyer? No, I've been candid with him. There's nothing that can fill that void. He'll go through a psychological transition that you go through when you realize that your day is not full. And when he was asked, again, part of the story too, was asked once again about if he would ever, around the speculation about when he'd return to USC next season, if Clay Helton gets let go, Notre Dame, if Brian Kelly ever left, on and on it went. When Yahoo Sports asked Meyer if he'd ever come back, he answered, quote, I don't think I am. A little different than yesterday, although yesterday he did, he said.
Sounds very familiar to the Florida situation.
He did say, I will not coach again. But then he went on to say 2 seconds after that, fairly certain. Mm-hmm. So that's not, to me, 100%. Now, I just think if he physically can, I agree with you, Craig. I think he'll try to come back. But I'm still not sure physically if he's going to be able to do it.
I'm
wondering if his wife is going to have some input unless she goes nuts with him in the house all the time. Or, you know, his wife and his kids and thinking about his grandkids, if he's just going to say, you know, I can find other full-time work.
I still think the health, while it's probably legit, is a shield for him to hide behind. I still think the reason that he left is because he's pissed off.
Oh, that I agree with.
They suspended him for 3 games. He's out when he says, I don't think I'm coaching. Yeah. That means I am coaching because I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. I've seen this song and dance before at Florida. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's coaching. I'm as sure as I'm sitting here, Urban Meyer will be on a sideline at some point, either college or NFL, before my radio career is over.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
Hopefully it won't be over
soon. I
can't
disagree. Yeah. Unless his situation with assist and all that gets worse.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's really hard to take him seriously. It was hard to watch that press conference yesterday. And going back, I listened to it again, and I listened to it again this morning.
You listened to all of that press conference that Urban Meyer did?
The first 15 minutes.
All 45 seconds of it?
The first 15 minutes of the questions, and it is...
He sounded like he was medicated.
I cannot tell you how beyond embarrassing it was for someone in the media to listen to that crap yesterday, and that's what it was just pedantic blathering by a bunch of butt kissers of Ohio State who had no guts at all to ask anything relevant. It was a sad excuse for those journalists. And I love when people call us, they question our journalistic integrity. First of all, we're sports talk
show hosts. Journalist.
We are paid to give opinions. That's what we do. Right or wrong, that's what we do. I'm not a journalist, okay? But I can tell you this. I've been in locker rooms. Craig's been in locker rooms. I can tell you this. If I was in Columbus yesterday, my first question has nothing to do with hugs, kisses, God, or country. It's about
or grandkids.
Or grandkids. It's about
Troy.
Your interview with Tom Rinaldi a couple months ago, and when asked about did you receive enough support from the administration, you paused.
No.
Basically, you didn't. It was a tall tale sign that he did not.
All right, you guys made us late again. It's your fault. Coming up, Sound Street next, and more college football talk. We're going to rank the most watchable and unwatchable bowl games coming up as well. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
And South Street is brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples. Go to 993ESPN.com, complete the Optimal Male Performance Questionnaire, get $2,400 off your visit. Start off with Gary Bettman.
Yeah, that's right.
The NHL commish. Kind of got lost in the shuffle of Urban yesterday, but Seattle is getting a new NHL team. The Great. NHL is expanding.
Today is an exciting day for the National Hockey League.
No, it's not.
I am delighted to announce that this morning the Board of Governors unanimously approved a plan of expansion that will bring a National Hockey League team to Seattle, Washington, to play beginning in the 2021-2022 season. Seattle, the NHL is thrilled to welcome you.
Yes, and you know why the NHL is thrilled to welcome them? 650 million reasons why. Here you go, commish. Let's water down the league even more. And then the BS about getting Key Arena ready. Yes, that one where the Supersonics or the Sonics used to play.
Yep.
That's a crock of crap,
too.
Well,
there was a proposal for a new stadium, right?
Oh, no, they're going to renovate the Key Arena.
They're going to renovate the old Key Arena that the Sonics used to play in.
Because I was thinking that this would get passed by the people of Seattle to give whatever money. Because they want an NBA team so badly, and this was just the first step. They had to take on a hockey team in order to get an NHA team.
It used to be, when Columbus came in not too long ago, it was $250 million expansion fee. Now it's $650 million. Hmm. So all the owners, of course, they agree with it. Of course they all voted for it. Yes, more money in our pocket. Water down the league even more. It's bad for the league. Good for Seattle. Good for them, but bad for the league. Sorry. Not good.
All right.
Not enough good players already.
Seems like the Bruins coming up the rear end of the league.
No, it's not that at all.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. It waters down the league. There's too many teams.
Hmm. All right. Tell you what, I want to play all this NFL stuff. We don't have time to do it all here in a short segment, but at the top of the hour, we'll talk some NFL. We'll hear from Bill Belichick and Adam Gase getting ready for the big showdown. We all know that Dolphins fans, you dominate the Patriots in December in Miami.
You don't walk into the Rock in the month of December when you got to deal with the elements and walk out with a W. I mean, it's
he's 1-5 in December against Miami and 25-2 against everybody else.
All right,
what does that tell you?
It sounds like Bill Belichick has some splaining to do. We'll take a listen to that. We'll hear from Dirk Cutter, Mike Tomlin, among others. We'll talk some NFL. And Pete will have the rankings of the most watchable and most unwatchable bowl games
coming
up.
And I have a Kareem Hunt nugget for you when we come back.
Ah, yes. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd. Chris, how you doing? One hour in the books. You feeling all right?
Yeah, we're good.
You doing it?
Yep.
You going to make it another three?
I'm a trooper. Come on.
All right. Way to be a gamer. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.